Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I beg you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to accuse Allah and His messenger, His book and His religion for any nonsense that I say. For any nonsense that I say comes from my ignorance, comes from my lack of understanding, comes from me, my weaknesses, and I get blamed for it. And any word of wisdom that comes out of my mouth, it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is because of His religion. It is because of His prophet. And it is because of His book. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets the credit for. Today, we'll continue talking about the name of Allah we started last time, which is Al-Quddus. And the implementation of this name in our daily life. Angels, the purpose of life for humans is to do a reduced version of Al-Taqdis. For a taqdis, only angels can do taqdis, which from positive 100% to infinity. But we humans engage in the reduced version, which is called tazkiyah, which is from negative 100% going up towards positive 100%. Now, this is the purpose of life. The implementation of this in our daily life is to understand and implement it in our life, is to perform tazkiyah and understand that this is the purpose of life. So this name is very related to the purpose of life. And when you see the purpose of life stated in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have stated that in so many forms. So if you don't understand one form, then you will understand the second. If you don't understand the second, you understand the third. If you don't get it that way, in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنِّي جَعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ, I am creating a representation of I'm creating a living representation on earth. And then, so you don't get it. You say, what do you mean by representation? What do you mean by khalifa? Then it comes in Surah Al-Hujurat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا أَنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. We have offered the trust to the mountains. We have offered the trust to the heavens. We have offered the trust to the earth. They all were afraid of it. And they said, Ya Allah, no, we don't want that freedom. We don't want that trust. We want to be submissive to you without any choice, by the laws of nature. We don't want to be submissive to you with our choice, which is the laws of Islam that can be broken. So, as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered that trust to the humans, and they have accepted it, for humans are so ignorant. They don't know what they are accepting. They don't know what is this trust, and what does it... What are the consequences of breaking this trust? And to really understand the meaning of this trust, think of it that you have two slaves. Those two slaves, you picked them up, you were walking by a trash can, and you found them deserted and abandoned right next to the trash can. So you pick them up, and then you take them to your home, you feed them, you give them, you wash them, you change their diaper, you take care of them, you provide them education. You really do a lot of favors to them. So they really owe you a lot. And then, but they are always under your care and command. So they didn't have freedom to choose where to go and what to do and what to say. Then it comes a time and then you want to test them so that you let them free. So you say, okay, guys, I'm going to test you. You tell both of them, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you with $3,000 and 3 days and a car. I'm going to give them to you. Okay? And then during those 3 days, you are on your own. You do whatever you want to do. Okay? I'm not going to micromanage you. But I want you to use these 3 days and this $3,000 and this car to go to Mecca and do Hajj. This is how I want you to use the trust that I trusted you with. I trust you with the money. I trust you with the car. I trust you with the freedom during these 3 days. I want you to go to Mecca and do Hajj. Okay, guys? Yalla. Here we go. Here's the money. Here's the car. You go ahead. Yalla, go. Start. Then those guys, one of them, instead of going to Mecca, he goes to Las Vegas. And then he spends the $3,000 gambling. And then when he loses his money, he sells the car. And then he spends the money of the car gambling. And then he lost everything. At the end, you know, he says, you know, I'm not going to go back. So you send him the angel of death to arrest him and bring him to you. At the same time, the other guy used the car and the 3 days, drove to Mecca, did the Hajj. And then you also sent him the angel of death to arrest him and bring him to you after the end of the 3 days. Are you going to hooray the one who went to Las Vegas? Are you going to make them equal, the one who went to Las Vegas and the one who went to Mecca? So this is exactly what Allah means by the trust, al-amana, that we have trusted you with all these things to do righteous deeds, to do khilafa, inni ja'alun fil ardi khalifa, which is to do the earthly business using the heavenly value. Let's say you don't get the amana, you don't understand the amana, and you don't understand the khilafa. Then Allah comes into surah, at the end of surah al-Dhariyat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, okay, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ I have created heavens and earth, I'm sorry, I've created jinnah kind and mankind for no other reason except worshipping me. I don't want them to provide to me or to supply it to me or to bring food to me, supply food for me. For I am the supplier. They are not the suppliers. I am the supplier. Okay? So I want you to worship me. Then you don't get it. What do you mean by worshipping you? Then comes in Surah Al-Nazi'at. Comes in Surah Al-Isra. You know, in so many ways. فَأَمَّا مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا Whomsoever his interest is focused on the lust to this life. Always, that's his circle of focus. That's how he spent his time. Is to gain something and to then protect that something. You know, يَكْسَبْ وَيْحَافَظْ is to gain it and then guard it from, or you know, work hard so that he doesn't lose it. Gain, work hard so that you don't lose. And he keeps spending his life circled on the circle of focus. The business of this life is filling up his circle of focus. Allah says, if that's his interest, I will give him part of what he is interested of. And not everybody will get all what they are interested of. I will give some of them part of what they want. Then they go to hell. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَا إِصْلَاهَ مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ Here are the three conditions. أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ His interest in the hereafter. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا Work hard, which is doing good deeds. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ And he is a believer. فَأُولَئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا Those, I'm going to thank their work, their hard work, their good deeds. Okay? And then, كُلَّا نُمِدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ Both of them get from the bounties of Lord. And وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا
I'm just wondering how you're tying this to the Quddus.
It's all, Quddus is the purpose of life. The implementation of the name of Quddus in our daily life is to do a reduced version of Al-Quddus, which is Al-Tazkiyah. And Al-Tazkiyah is the purpose of life. So Allah is mentioning the purpose of life in so many forms. So if you don't get it the first way, you get it the second way. If you don't get it the second way, you get it the third way. If you don't get it the third way, you get it the fourth way. If you don't get it from Surah Al-Baqarah, Khilafa, then you get it from Surah Al-Ahzab, Amana. If you don't get it from Surah Al-Ahzab, Amana, then you get it from Surah Al-Isra', which is where to put your focus, where to put your effort. If you don't get it from Surah Al-Isra', then you get it from Surah Al-Nazi'at, which is, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا If you prefer the life of this world over the hereafter, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى You go to hell. And then, on the other hand, فأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. Whomsoever fears the status of his Lord and forbids himself from following the evil temptations, Jannah becomes the destination and the reward. If you don't get it from that, from Surah Al-Nazi'at, then comes Surah Al-Shams. And Surah Al-Shams is really, if you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has structured Surah Al-Shams to give you the message, you know, you really see that, you know, that's it. If you don't get it from all of that, ending with Surah Al-Shams, you know, there is no hope with you. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala structured Surah Al-Shams is unbelievable. Look how it is coming in a very nice way to come and to state to you and to bring it obvious to you the purpose of life, which is tazkiyah, which is a reduced version of taqdis. Tazkiyah is a reduced version of taqdis, and this is how it applies to us. We can't do taqdis. It's way above our level. So our level, our implementation of quddus is to do the tazkiyah. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing it to you so that you get it. You really get it. Surah Al-Shams, first of all, the music of Surah Al-Shams, if you are confused about something, you don't know what are you doing in this life. You don't know why are you created. What's the purpose of your life? If you're confused, what is the sound that you produce when you're confused? They produce the sound of, huh? Huh? Right? Huh? So, here is how Allah structured the music of the surah. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَىٰ. If I may simulate that music, I will go out of my way a little bit to simulate the music. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَىٰ. Huh? وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَىٰ. Huh? وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّىٰ. Huh? By the way, this is the same music in Surah Al-Qiyamah, about the people who deny Surah Al-Qiyamah. لَا أُقْسِمُ بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِنَفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّنْ نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَهُ. So it is the music of confusion. That's how it is structured. Why? Look how it comes. Somebody who is confused about the shams. Why Allah created the shams? Why Allah created the moon to come after the shams? When the shams rises in duha, this represents the business hours. Why Allah created this, the business hours? وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَىٰ. Huh? Why do we have a shams? وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Why do we have a moon coming after the shams? وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّهَا. Why do we have the daytime? وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. What's the purpose of having night? وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا. What's the purpose of having skies, safe roof? وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. What's the purpose of having a flat floor that we live in? And وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. What's the purpose of our creation? What's the purpose of creation of the nafs? فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Why do we have both desires inside us, which is the desire to follow the evil temptations and the desire to follow consciousness? Then you get it now. You're ready? Here's the answer. The answer? Are you ready for the answer? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Here we go. This is your job. It's تَزْكِيَة. He's a successful, the one who does تَزْكِيَة. زَكَّاهَا. He is a loser, the one who does opposite to that, which is the Saha. Then, there is no more clarification than that at the end. Allah gives you an example of the ones who do the Saha. Okay? A living example. So, okay. Here are an example of people who did the Saha, which are the people of Thamud. Then Allah tells you the people of Thamud, and when they have done. كَذَّبَ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا إِذِ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. Until the end of the surah. Okay? If you don't get it from Surah Al-Zalzala, we're done. You're not going to get it any other way. So, here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving it to us in so many ways. You might then ask yourself and say, okay, why is that structure? Why Allah has created us to get closer to Him and closer to Him and closer to Him by cleaning ourselves? And then the angels go closer to Him and closer to Him and closer to Him by purifying themselves. Think of it like a rebelling force. If you have any lack of purification, you're distant from the infinite purification. The more you purify, the closer you get to the purity itself, which is the produce, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose of creating this life, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in the hadith, that Qudsi, that my slave comes closer to me by observing this, and closer to me by observing that, and closer to me by observing this. And then until he reaches to the level of the people who achieve the level of perfection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذَٰلِكُمُ الَّذِي أَرَدْتُ. Those are the group of people that I wanted from this creation. I have wanted those group of people who qualify themselves to the level of perfection through tazkiyah. I wanted, this is why I created this universe, to raise this small group of people. That's the sun, the earth, the moon are created to raise those group of people. Why Allah wants those groups of people to qualify themselves through going through the harshness and the attractions and temptation and the lusts of all this that you are experiencing in this life, to qualify to themselves to the level of perfection. Allah has another name, which is Shakur. If you look at the name Shakur, you might tell me, the Shakur means the one who thanks the most for the good deeds. You do a good deed, the one, he thanks you the most. If you look at the name Shakur, is it obvious in this life? It's not obvious. Actually, they say there is no good deed that goes unpunished, right? That's the, you do a good deed, you get punished for it. That's the saying that they say, there's no good deed that goes unpunished. So where is the Shakur? Where is the Shakur? You don't see it here. When are you going to see Shakur? When is Shakur is going to be very useful? When is Shakur is going to be very visible to us, that we can see it? Allah wants this group of people to show on them who is Shakur. Allah says, فَذَٰلِكُمُ الَّذِي أَرَدْتُ زَرَعْتُ كَرَامَتَهُمْ بِيَدِي. Allah says, those are the people that I intended from this creation is to raise this group of people. I have planted their own Jannah using my own hands. So it's not the angels that built their Jannah. No, Allah is the gardener of their own Jannah. Allah is the builder of their own Jannah. And then when you see what those people get, you will understand really the meaning of Shakur. The Prophet, when he said that, at the end he said, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. No soul can imagine or can comprehend or can think of what I have prepared for them as a reward for all these good deeds that they have been doing. So this is the whole creation. It is to raise this group of people. However, among that, we don't reach to that level, but we get something. You know, we don't get exactly that highest level of Jannah. We don't get to enjoy looking at the face of Allah day and night. We don't get that, but we get something. You know, we get, because we belong to the same race, okay, and we have done similar deeds, not really exactly similar, but part of their deeds we tried to be to do. We've tried to do tazkiyah. Okay, then we get something, some kind of a Jannah at the end. But you don't get that Jannah that Allah has prepared for those kind of people. The Prophet ﷺ said, when believers go to Jannah, they see those people as stars. They see them, they see their homes in Jannah the way you see the stars. So look how low you would be in Jannah and how high they be in Jannah. Like the stars. And this indeed is a beautiful way to create. For Allah has to create, but at the same time, to be fair to His creation, Allah is giving them the chance. So He is creating in such a way that the creation benefits from the creation. So the creation becomes a blessing in itself. And you can see how these all together, the purpose of life from all these surahs, fit together. If you do tazkiyah, then you are doing ibadah. If you're doing ibadah, then you are guarding the trust, not betraying the trust. And if you guard the trust, then you are representing Allah on earth, because you're doing your earthly business using heavenly values. And in order to achieve that, you have not to have your interest focused on this life, but your interest be focused on the hereafter. And you employ this life, you employ this life to serve Allah and to reach your goal in the hereafter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.